Hey there, welcome to week two. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited, like 2 weeks already. Congrats. And this week we're going to talk a little bit about one of those elephants in the room. Probably the number one thing people tell me is that I don't work out, I'm not in shape, I'm not consistent because I don't have time to do it. I'm busy. I'm busy raising a family. I'm busy running my company. I'm busy, you know, moving my way up the ladder, whatever it is. And I honor that. Like, I mean, we're busy. We wouldn't be here if we weren't busy, high achieving women. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I also want to call a little BS on it too, because we can find time in our schedule. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about time and we're going to talk about scheduling. Because the reality is that once you find the time to do what it is that you want to do, if you don't schedule it, it's not real. We all know this. I mean, I would be shocked if any person in this group ever said to me, I don't have a to-do list. Because that's what women who create and make things have to do. I mean, we have priorities and we build things. So let's take that into our wellness and our fitness. So first, just a quick note, like you do want to download the homework below. And with it, you can do one of two things. Like me, I think with a pen in my hand. Like I'm a writer, so I always download it, print it out, and write. But you can also just write right into the PDF. Doesn't matter. Either way you want to go. And so a couple of things to think about with the homework this week. One of them is that I want you to find time. And time is something that we all had the same amount of. And if it was true that we didn't have time, then there would be some people who could, like, I don't know. One of the people that I like using as an example is Marie Forleo, because if you look at her, I mean, Marie's really super successful and she still finds time for a lot of different things in her life, like working out and her family and writing a book and stuff like that. If you don't know Marie, then think of someone else that you know of who is, you know, a high achiever and still finds time for everything. That said, we're going to have to figure out how to limit the perfection, because a lot of times what happens is that having to have something be perfect is what stops us from letting someone else handle it for us and give us that time that we need, whether it's the kids fixing the meal or hiring a cleaner or, heaven forbid, letting your other person in the household clean the house, whatever it is, you know, it's looking for those little nuances in place that you can find time. And it's also for, you know, finding the things that we do day on and day out, like social media and email and stuff like that, that really is kind of a time suck. So download your PDF. Welcome to week two. And get going. Don't spend a lot of time on this. These are made to be short so that you've got all the time in the world to do all the workouts and fitness and health and great food that you want to do. So thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on the coaching call this week. Have a great day.